Your call is now live.
Awesome. Hey, everybody. This is Brian Niederhaus with Sparta Networker. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is going to be an amazing night. So many of you have just done an awesome job this last 4 or 5 weeks, plugging away, doing things you've never done before in your home business, having results you've never seen before. Some of you recently have enrolled your very first person, and that's so exciting. Many of you have just gotten through all kinds of barriers and hurdles and challenges that you just never would have been able to get through without this class, and I'm just so excited you have put in so much effort to make this really what is possible, and just by putting in the effort you put in, you've made it the most you can possibly make it. And we're excited tonight. Of course, we're wrapping up this week, and this is the final prospecting class, and we have Danny Johnson on the call live tonight to wrap it up. And a couple of things I want to talk about just very briefly before we dive into this. First of all, as a class, you guys have done some amazing things, and your numbers overall are just, to me, pretty mind-blowing. In the last 4 weeks, and this does not include the very first week, but this is just the last 4 weeks, you guys have made 70,004 dials, which I thought was pretty awesome. You've actually done a couple of thousand presentations from that, and you've enrolled a total of 990 new people in the last 4 weeks, and I think that's just an awesome number. I know every one of you has been working hard, and it's been really, really awesome to see what you've been doing. So I want to give a couple of quick, a little bit of recognition to some of our top performers this week. Linda Pfeiffer, who is no stranger to the very top number. It's usually between her and Maisha, but Linda's been just dominating lately. She put in 1,038 dials this week, actually making those dials, and Maisha's put in over 1,500 with her auto dialer, which is pretty awesome. And that's for our cold market. The lukewarm market top dialer is Amy Wake, who just went on fire this week, 200 dials into her lukewarm market. Congratulations to Amy. Sasha Coleman taking up the warm market spot with 78 dials into her warm market this week. Congratulations, Sasha. You did a great job. Most conversations, Linda Pfeiffer with 152 conversations. Great job on that. That's a significant amount of time for sure. Amy Wake had 72 conversations, so she had made 200 dials, and a third of them picked up the phone and talked to her, which is pretty awesome, one out of three. And then, Robert Genethar had 50 conversations with his warm market this week, which is exciting. And then the people that brought the most people to a presentation, Linda Pfeiffer, 25 presentations in cold market. Very, very exciting. Amy Wake, 36 presentations in her warm market. And Robert Genethar, 30 presentations in his warm market. So congratulations to you guys. We'll hold off on the most enrolled and most business partners and most clients for tomorrow night. But you guys did a fantastic job in getting out there and getting the numbers. I know a lot of you pushed hard this week to make make this your big and your final push for this class. As a group, you guys did 18,760 dials this week, which is your second best week ever. But you did have your biggest week ever in total enrollments with 252 enrollments as a team. That's really awesome, and there's more than one per person out there. So congratulations to all you that did have some success. And Danny's queued up and ready to go, and she's about to join us. But before I invite her onto the call, I just wanted to say a special shout-out to both Jackie and Stacey O'Quinn, who did an absolute amazing job the last 2 weeks. These guys have done outrageous things in their business and as people, but man, did they bring it the last couple of weeks. Not only did they bring just top world-class content, but they delivered it in a way that was so amazing and so, you know, just related to the people so much. The comments we got over on the Super Friends group was unbelievable. I got so many personal texts. I know Laura got the same thing. Just how amazing that Jackie and Stacey did this last week. And I really think that's an awesome honor to Danny herself for raising up some outrageous leaders who not only have mastered the skill of prospecting and mastered the skill of closing, but I've also learned how to deliver that training to a group of people that are not in their own business. They're, you know, throughout the entire spectrum of companies out there. These guys just stepped up and over-delivered by far. So just a special thank you and shout out to both Jackie O'Quinn and Stacey O'Quinn for doing an amazing thing. And as a very special thank you to Dani Johnson herself for raising up these two guys. And not only are they able to do that, but have the same heart that Dani has to be able to pour into other people and really care about their success. Man, it was an epic, epic couple of weeks. And tonight we're going to wrap up our prospecting classes, the week 5 of 5. And you guys have just done some awesome things. Your numbers are showing it. And I'm really, really proud and honored to bring on our trainer and our mentor, Dani Johnson. So welcome, Dani.
Thanks, Brian, so much. And I echo the accolades that you gave to Stacey and Jackie, as well as to you. You've managed to pull this class together. I'm blown away by those numbers that you just shared. These are crazy, like crazy numbers. I'm serious. Like, this group of people inside of this class are like no other class that I've ever seen, watched from afar or up close. The bottom line is that feelings often lie, but facts never do, and the numbers always tell the truth, and these numbers are astounding. They really are massively impressive. These people have moved from amateur to really taking their business serious, moving it to a profession, and the results clearly speak for themselves. So this has been a very impressive thing to watch. Brian, thanks to you, your team, Laura and Kristen and Richie, you know, and Jackie, that you guys have pulled together an awesome group. Like, you literally cherry-picked who should be in this class, who's going to take it serious, and you have all done a great job encouraging people to do what they're being asked to do so that they can succeed. I'm excited to be here with you guys tonight, especially with hearing the results and the numbers, and obviously I am so, so blessed to have had the chance to work with Stacey and Jackie O'Quinn for 10 years now. They are amazing to me. They are unlike majority of the people from their field. Majority of the people from the field are people that are not loyal. They are not teachable. They don't stay teachable. They have a little bit of success, and then their head blows up, and then they find their butt for their head, and then it's a game over. It's a very sad thing. But these guys have remained teachable for 10 straight years, and that's shocking. That's not a normal, that's not a normal equation at all. And so, and they're so good at what they do. And again, their business, you know, they've generated six figures every year from, it's just a part-time little endeavor. These guys are investors on the side too. Both of them completely debt-free, including their mortgages. And Stacy particularly has multiple houses that he's paid cash for that are rental properties for him. Plus, he plays around in the stock market and takes care of orphans, you know. So both of these gentlemen have become, I knew them when, I can say, before they were like really full-fledged men. And today they are amazing men, really awesome examples. So I'm going to start this off the same exact way that we started off the closing class last time. And because this is so very important that you get in a habit of every week focusing on your sprouts. This is, again, how I trained up Jackie and Stacy, as well as many other millionaires that were in these classes for years. They were in these classes, and all the names are just going through my head and the faces and remembering how terrible they were in the beginning and then to see where they're at today, multimillionaires in this industry, and some of them have gone on to make millions of dollars in other industries as well. And so one of the first most important things is something I've held each one of those millionaires accountable for is watching their sprouts, really focusing on them, training their brain to be a champion, and focusing on their progress and egging on that progress, feeding that progress, because what you focus on is what you get more of. And it's very, very easy to focus on the zeros. It's easy to focus on rejection. It's easy to focus on who didn't show up, who said they would come up with the money and didn't come up with the money. It's so easy to put your focus on that, but that's the way of the 98%ers who end up quitting. You are in control of your own mind. You are ever more in control of your own mouth. And so we can feed the progress by focusing on the sprouts. It'll build your confidence. It'll continue to build your faith. And your faith is honestly what people are attracted to. They're attracted to the fact that you're going to go do this with or without them. So you got to build that. That's what changes your nonverbal communication. So I want you to write down your three sprouts. You might already have them written down. This is something that you need to be doing every week, even though this class is ending. We need to continue as though you're in the class. Don't stop here. Don't let it be like, oh, I'm so glad that's over with. No. Keep in the class, regardless if we meet up on these two nights. You can still meet up on these two nights. Do you know what I'm saying? You have the recordings, those of you that have the MP3s of the class, right? So make it that now you start over next week with week one's recording. The week after, week two, week three, week three. Just keep going through it and keep logging your numbers as though I'm looking at them. Now let's go from me holding you accountable to you now stepping into that accountability place as a leader, leading yourself first, and then the team will come. So do that moving forward, okay? So this, keeping track of your sprouts, it's your new habit. It's a part of your life. It's a part of your professional business because business people track results. They track what's working, and then they fix what is not. But that has to be a daily, weekly thing, not a once every 6 months thing, okay? So get in the habit now. You are a CEO of your own endeavor, and as a CEO, you have to watch the numbers, and you have to watch the improvements. And then again, when we meet up, by way of that audio pressing play in your MP3 with no interruptions, just like you've been doing through this last 5 weeks, then when you meet up on this next Wednesday, this next Thursday, and now that's the time to now make the corrections, listening for the things that you need to fix in your business, in your presentation, in your performance, literally, with reading scripts and talking to people. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to take a stab at that. Remember, saying, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I made 1,000 dials, but I didn't sign anybody up. You just killed your sprout. Again, it's got to be, no, I made 1,000 dials. If that's what you did, if that's your sprout. Now, you know, for Linda Piper, that's her sprout, you know, but and that's huge for her. But let's say that for you, you've never made 100 dials and you just made 101. That's just as big for you as it is for Linda, who did 1,000 dials, okay? So that's how we want you to treat it. It's, you're not comparing your sprouts to anybody else. This is your own personal progress. Now, for some, you had never even picked up the phone, never even had a conversation, never even read the script. Okay, and that was you 5 weeks ago. Well, now you've moved past that, and you've been like, dang, man, the last 3 weeks, you've been really doing it. That's huge. That's massive. And again, the sprout always declares and proves what is to come. So you got to have those trained eyes to recognize it and to step out, speak it, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. The more you talk about it, the more you believe in what you're doing, and it is your belief in your faith, your confidence in that place that attracts other people to your business. So let's go ahead and start that. You're going to press number one for you to share your sprouts, and we're just going to take about 10 minutes to do that, and then we're going to go straight into some role-playing. Press number one, and then Carrie, who I've been working with. Carrie, how long have we been working together?
Oh, gosh, probably, well, I've been probably 9 years.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was either 9 or 10 years. I think we started with voice text, about nine, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Okay, are you ready for the first one?
I sure am, love.
Okay, Kimberly Bixby, your line's open.
Hey, girl.
Hey, thank you.
I played with you last time. All right, what you got?
Okay, I've got three really good sprouts. I had a worm market this week call me back after I practiced with her. It's probably been a month ago. She called me back letting me know she was ready to get started. So we're trying to get all the details worked out this week.
Nice.
The second one, I am working with someone after we role played, and he didn't have the money for the marketing system. So I'm sending him through the Smarter Networker. Like you said, he's making his list of goals, and he's trying to come up with the money for first steps.
Awesome.
And then the third one, I had a prospect call me back from a month ago. He was asking a lot of different questions about, you know, the how our system works, and I answered him. So it won't surprise me a bit if he gets started in the future. So
wow. So Kimberly, have you followed up with these people, and that's how they're from a month ago?
I went through the process with them, and they didn't have the money or, you know, whatever excuse, and they've called me back.
That's amazing. So that goes to show you, the fortunes in the follow-up. And so don't wait for people to follow up with you, but you follow up with them. You keep asking for that sale. People cannot say no more than 7 times.
Yes.
And you're the advocate for their future. So, I mean, these are 3 people who have called you back that more than a month ago, they saw the opportunity. And because you're still in the game, bam, here it is. That's what happens when you're filling your pipeline. Awesome job, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. And thank you for role-playing last time, because I would not have known to get him through the Smarter Networker, because I was always getting stumped because they didn't have the money for the marketing system.
Nice.
So thank you so much. That helped a lot.
That's keeping them inside of the pipeline. That's dripping on them. It's keeping the focus on them. And I would follow it up with more phone calls, too. You know,
yes, and I already have an appointment with Jackie from Smarter Networker to talk to one or two of them in the next few days.
That's awesome. Good job. Proud of you.
Thanks.
Excellent. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Doug Gard. Doug, your line's open.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
I had a great week last week. I've been in the industry for a little bit over 10 years, but I've never really been serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this last week I made 282 dials,
nice.
Talked to 19 people, and actually had 14 of them to the presentation,
nice.
And sent 5 to the training that
nice.
Didn't have money.
Nice. Good job. So are you serious now? And are you going to make this your chosen profession, and you're going to build this thing?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, definitely.
Otherwise, you're a wholesale user of the product, you know? You don't want to be that.
Right. Yeah, I've been doing that for way too long.
Yeah, you don't need to do that anymore. It's pretty well a waste of time. Okay, awesome. Well, congratulations. Good job. That was an amazing effort. Really, really good effort. Awesome tracking those numbers and getting the results that you got. Really, really proud of you. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Janet Bloodworth. Janet, your line's open.
Hi, sweet lady.
Hi, lady.
Hi, what you got?
I got, I went over I can't think of the top of my head. Where you gave us the new product client is a listing or a buyer?
Yes.
Newly enrolled?
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I got over 150 what they call new product, or actually people want me to send them information, and
right.
they're continuing to look. Anyway, I have newly enrolled. I have one now, and several in my pipeline.
Awesome. Good job.
Thanks.
Exposing to so many people. I'm so proud of you, Janet. That's the effort
right there
that is necessary.
Thank you.
Beautiful job. Okay, who's next?
Okay, next up is going to be Rachel Jones. Rachel, your line's open.
Hey, girl. Rachel Jones. I know who you are.
Sorry, I was muted. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. So this week I made my first calls to Cold Market and had 2 conversations with them. And then with Warm Market, one is just working on getting started at the basic package. And then another Warm Market is just deciding between the middle and the top. She's got all the information she needs to decide. I'm just going to be following up with her. So.
Awesome job. Woo-hoo! Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah. And actually with the one Warm Market, she's been through, I've known her for years, and it felt really good to be able to tell her that her success, like my success, didn't depend on her getting started or not, because I was going to be here whenever, you know, like, yep. It felt really good to tell her that it doesn't matter if you start or not, I'm still going with or without you. So.
And that kind of takes pressure off of the prospect. And the reality is that then they're able to really just look at the opportunity for themselves versus feeling the pressure from somebody else. And that gets their mind open. And obviously it works. It obviously works. That's awesome. Congratulations, Rachel. Good job. And I'm really proud of you, man. You've been a faithful client for a really long time. And I'm really proud of you. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Diana Hightower. Diana, your line's open.
Hi, Danny. How are you tonight?
Great. Thank you. What's your spouse?
My three spouse, the Sprouts are number one. I took 6 hours to help with a charity golf tournament this week that benefited homeless women and their children.
Nice.
And just met a lot of great people.
Yep.
Did a lot of forming and building relationships,
yes.
But for no reason except to contribute to them, you know.
Awesome.
And that was number one. Number two, in the last 2 weeks, my product is not weight loss. That's not my home-based business, but I've gotten serious about my weight loss and changed the way I've been eating and water, and I've lost 10 pounds in the last 2 weeks. And this has made me more disciplined in everything, I guess is what I'm saying. It's very interesting.
Yep.
And then the third sprout that I have is I made the most number of calls this week that I've ever made, outgoing dials.
Yep.
So this program has really helped me to focus on important things and drive results in all areas of my life.
Yes.
So,
so awesome. Good job. Congratulations on all of that. That's amazing. That feels very well-rounded. I love it. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Nancy London. Nancy, your line's open.
Thank you. I'm so excited that I signed up for the auto dialer, something I've never done. So that was my sprout that I did, and I'm very determined to make it work. I started talking to my warm market again, and they're listening, and so I'm excited about that.
That's good, and I'm proud of you for calling your warm market, because that's, again, that's just a huge list that's cultivated that somebody else is going to capitalize on if you don't. And you have the opportunity to change people's lives for the better. So,
yeah.
Especially with what your product is. I mean, you really have the opportunity to change people's lives. So, keep going, woman. Proud of you. Okay,
thank you.
Next?
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, next up, Mary McKenzie. Mary, your line's open.
Mary? Did you mute yourself? Hello, Mary?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Yes, I did a record that I've never done before. I went to dial it last week, and I got so excited about it that I did 822 dials. And I said, don't do it. Tell me you don't have the money. And I called somebody from 6 months ago, and I just recycled my lead, and he wants to go into the business, and he's getting the money together, and I just have that positive attitude. You cannot, don't tell me you don't have the money. I know you do.
I love it. And going back and calling a lead from 8 months ago and still having that attitude, you are a rock star. That's all I got to say. That's awesome. Congratulations. Beautiful. Okay, Carrie, let's cue it up. I mean, let's clear it, and let's go ahead and get straight into some role-playing. The first person I would like to pull up with me would be, where did it go? James Cox. Yeah, James Cox, please press number one.
Okay, I have James's line open.
Hi, James. How are you?
I am flattered, Danny. I am flattered.
I'm really impressed. You had a great amount of dials that you did and a good amount of people that you were able to get a hold of. You know, we were running over 10% of the amount of people that you're able to talk to. So what I want to, and not only that, but your closing ratios are amazing. So what all we need to do is fix this prospecting thing, and you're going to explode, man. This is going to be amazing.
Well, I've been doing this for about 10 or 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And been wasting my time all that time.
I guess you're done wasting time.
I am done wasting time. We are ready to get this puppy on the road and let her go.
Amen. Well, you have a really good closing ratio. I don't know if you realize that. But to be able to close for the product and the business, to present to one and close that one and then end up with an additional customer out of that is excellent. So all we got to do is shore up the prospecting part, because we know that you have an amazing closing ratio. So this is good stuff. This is really good stuff. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with the prospecting. Looks like you're working cold market. At least that's what the form says here.
I am working ice cold market. Some of the leads that I've been working are 7 and 8 years, or 7 and 8 months old.
I love it. Good. Those are great leads. They are great leads. You just have to be willing to dial your fingers off. Okay, so that means that we're going to turn over to page 16.
Page 16. All right, I'm going to have to dig up my script book, because I've done all of my stuff in a three-ring binder, the ones
good
that
job.
I use all of the time.
Good job.
Get a hold of my script book here. I've got two.
And by the way, it's people like you who stay faithful to your product and faithful to your company, faithful to the industry, that make it. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of someone in a business for 10 years, never making any money, but they continue to use the product, they continue to stay involved in some way, shape, and form, and then just all of a sudden, they got so serious, and then bam, you know, here came a $50,000 a year income, here came a $100,000 a year income, here came a $500,000 a year income, here came $1 million a year income. I've seen
well,
that
I've
so
known.
Many times.
I've known that the thing works. I have always
yep.
known that it works. It's just that I didn't know how to work it
yep.
correctly.
Well, now you're learning, aren't you?
Now I can dial and dial and dial. I finally convinced my other half that this will work. Don't
yeah.
to do this. Leave me alone. And
this will work. Leave me alone.
Her and her husband. A long time ago, her ex-husband, a long time ago, were brought into a company and never given any training.
Right. Most
so
people don't, James. That I gotta let you know that most people never, ever get themselves trained. And when they do get trained, they always look for what's free. They look for what doesn't cost any money. They look, and then they get bored with that first free training, and then they move on to the next trainer, and that's free. And then their email is slammed with 12 different trainers who never made any money and are currently not making any money. They just know how to tell a lie and a great story, but they have absolutely no results, which is sad, and it's real. But that's not the case where you're at right now. You got your script book. Let's get busy.
What are we going to be working today? Because I think
well,
I
want you to recruit me however it's way that you recruit everybody else.
Pardon?
I said I want you to recruit me. You're going to be the recruiter. I'm the prospect.
Okay. Let me see which. Can I just go ahead and use the regular one for you so you see what the voice is like?
Whatever you do.
Okay. Because I've got all, like I say, I've got the most of them that I use in the three ring binder, but I don't think that I have that. What page did you say it was?
Well, what script did you use to call these 199 people?
Okay, let's just go ahead and do like I call y'all. Just like I call you on the phone, okay?
You're calling me on the phone. I'm cold market. It's that one, you know, 8-month-old lead. So whatever script you're reading to that 8-month-old lead is the script I want you to use with me.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Danny. This is Jim. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do to help you? Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I can get one.
Okay, if you would, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Now, to save us both some time, I'm going to need to ask you a few questions just to figure out what information to direct you to. Are you currently working from home?
I am not working from home.
what do you do for a living?
I work in a health food store.
Run that back again. I didn't hear it exactly. You want to work?
I work at a health food store.
In a health food store?
Yeah.
Hey, all right. I love health food stores. They are so cool just to go in there and shop around. What do you like about what you're doing there?
What do I like? Not a whole lot, actually. I can't think of anything I like about it.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. We all got to like where we're working. I mean, that's just a total drag. I've been there, done that. I didn't like that at all. What do you dislike about it then?
Well, I'm pregnant, and the smell of those vitamins and the smell of the soup that I have to make in the morning and the smell of that yogurt makes me want to toss my cookies every day.
Well, we need to get you out of there then, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about replacing your current income, or are you just supplementing it?
Well, I think I need to probably replace my income in all reality.
You said you're pregnant. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that we'll be able to work it out for you. Get with some good people, find you a good church or something that'll help you out with that, okay?
That's sweet of you.
Do you have any other kids?
No, I don't.
Well, have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
No.
What level of income are you used to having?
I'm making between two jobs right now about $1,500 a month.
What kind of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
If I could make $2,000 a month, I think I would have, like, died and gone to heaven.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Do you have any capital set aside that you can invest in business?
How much do I need?
Well, it all depends on how much you want to make. We have several different ways that you can come in. You can start at the bottom and work your way up, and it doesn't cost you a whole lot to get in, or you can start at the top and make nine times more than you normally make at the bottom. But just my job is to get you to be successful. I don't want you to have to break yourself to come in whenever you really, truly can't afford it. The only thing that I want to do is help people to better themselves, and that's my mission in life. So I will work with you any way that I can.
Okay.
Now, you know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. So there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home-based business. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home-based business?
I'm pretty serious.
Okay, I have a phone number that I want you to go to.
Okay.
And it's got, whenever you dial it, it's going to come on. It's going to tell you to press 1. And as soon as you press 1, it's going to tell you to press 2.
Okay.
And it's going to take you about 8 minutes to get through the both of them. Right
okay.
Now, it is 28, and I believe we're both on for time. So I will call you back at 8 o'clock straight up.
Okay.
Will that work for you?
Sure.
Okay, the phone number is 800-206-1234.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Just automatic. My bad.
No worries.
My
Keep
bad.
Going.
Okay, so I will call you back at 8 o'clock, and we will go from there and see if we can work together and fit into the company. Will that work?
Sure.
Okay, I will call you back at 8.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great evening.
All right.
And I'll see you in 20 minutes.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay, how badly did I do?
First of all, You actually blew my mind with something. And I have to tell you honestly, because I have done this with thousands of people, that you have a charm that is very, very rare. And although there's a lot of room for improvement, I have to tell you that I found myself staying on the phone with you because of that sweet, charming accent. And normally that is not charming to me, but you were charming to me. And I felt that you genuinely care for people. I could feel that. Like, I would feel bad hanging up on you. There's another thing that you have that is an incredible gift, and that is authority. You carry this very strong authority in your voice that communicates to me that I better be there at 8 o'clock when you call me back. So you've got these two fantastic things working for you. These are two things that a lot of people do not have. And if I could take a person, I'm just going to tell you that you actually have two things that are very challenging to develop. The rest is just semantics. But I find myself wanting to hear you, wanting to listen to you. You made me feel very comfortable, even though you broke like 17 rules.
a little insight. I'm the 73-year-old guy that was down at First Steps in Austin.
I'm telling you what, you really have something to offer people. And it's a no bull. I want to trust you. You're very disarming. And that is what is keeping you in the game. Now all we have to do is work on some techniques. And you're gonna slam dunk this thing, because you have this leadership about you that makes me want to follow. So let's work on the craft itself, because you have a baseline of talent that's incredible. And now that you have the seriousness to work, do you know what I mean? The seriousness to work it, to dial, and you're dialing like a machine, you're going to do great. You're going to do great and mighty things. I'm serious.
Yes, I know why.
I know, and I can hear it. That's what I'm telling you. That's an authority in your voice. It's there's faith, and then there's authority. Faith is below authority. Faith is like, okay, I believe today. I'm stretching to believe, but this authority says, I'm done. I'm cooked. I'm doing this, period, end of story. And you know that you know that it. You know that it works, and you know who you are, and you're very solid in who you are. All of this is awesome ingredients to making an amazing amount of money. So now let's just talk about some simple little things that you could change. Number one, when you enter into this conversation, you became more of yourself the further that the conversation carried on. The initial part of the script was not you. But the caring guy, and he's not soft. He's very assertive, has great authority. But the guy that started a conversation, and when you listen to the MP3 of this, you'll understand what I'm talking about. You came off, hi, Danny, how's it going? This is Jim, okay? And that was just a little over the top. So I want you to enter the conversation being more of yourself and being that guy that really does care. No BS, no nonsense. I'm looking for people that I'm actually going to help, and are you the one that I'm going to help or not? That is beautiful attitude to have on the phone. So I just want you to enter that conversation with more of a friend. Just tone it down a notch, just a little notch. so that it's not kind of a blasting thing, okay?
I'm an old military guy.
No, but see, the guy that's talking to me right now is the guy I want entering in that conversation.
Okay, all righty, we can do that.
Yeah, I know you can. And that because you did for the rest of the script. Okay, the next thing is, I want you to control the conversation, not lose control of the conversation. Let me tell you how to do that. It's really simple. And being a former military guy, that all the more tells me you got this thing because you know how to be disciplined and you know how to follow orders. So when it came to the part of, hey, you requested more information about working from home, what can I do for you? You know, and I said, well, and then you interrupted me and then just went straight into, do you have a pen and paper handy? And you want me to answer that question. You actually want me to talk. In this scripting, you did most of the talking. I did very, very little. But I was so intrigued by you, and that's the only reason why I stayed on the phone. It's because you just intrigued me with your authority, with your attitude, and your love. I could feel your genuine love for people. So, and that's attractive to all humans. We're all attracted to that. We all want that. And so that in itself just kind of made me, you somehow made me feel a little special and important just because of the way that you were talking to me. You didn't come across as a sales, a telemarketer, even though you broke, forget it. I'm just going to keep going through. Okay, so next, let me answer the question, what can I do for you? Okay, I want you to hear the answer. Do you have a pen and paper handy? Oh, I can get one. Okay, great. Well, you go ahead and do that. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions, figure out what information to direct you to. You really read that? Very good. Okay, so now when we get into some questions to ask are, here's where we have a breakdown, and this is going to change everything. This will be your game changer. Number one, are you currently working from home? No. What is it you do for a living? I work at a health food store. And then you went on to talk about how you love health food stores and that you like what they do and da 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 da. That's now you losing control of the conversation. You want to find out what I like about the health food store. Again, you're trying to find a need in me. You don't want to try to make me be your best friend. Because, again, you're an interviewer. And even though your approach is so incredibly friendly, I want you to keep that, but I want the focus to be on the prospect. And if you have that, man, you're incredibly friendly, and I trust you for some unknown reason. I feel like I've known you forever, and yet you get me to talk, and you find what my need is. Now, man, I am so in. It's ridiculous. So what do you do for a living? I work in a health food store. What do you like about, and don't even bring yourself into that conversation. Well, how long have you worked there? That question didn't even come up. Because as an interviewer, we want to know what is their work history? What is their track record? We want them to know, we want to know that information. Because it puts them in a position where now they have to sell us, and that's what you want the prospect doing. You want the prospect selling you that they are worthy of your time. So you're creating an environment where they have to impress you. How long have you worked there? Well, I would have told you 3 months. So right there, the next natural question is what did you do before that? Okay, what do you like about the health food store? And you would have found out that I actually had two jobs. I work in a dress manufacturer selling dresses, and I model on the side, and I work in a health food store while I'm pregnant. Okay, so here, what do you like about it? Man, I really can't think of a single thing I like about it. Really? What do you dislike about it? And then here in that you kind of interjected yourself too. Man, that's too bad, and we're going to get that fixed for you, ma'am. And you know, I've worked in situations like that, and you know, it's terrible. So we got to work on that. Again, keep yourself out of the equation. Talking about you, I want you to get them, that prospect, talking about themselves. The more the prospect talks about themselves, you know, within reason, you know, we want them talking for about 5 minutes in this one section at the bottom of page 16 where it says some questions to ask are. Okay, we want like 5 minutes there. So here, you would have found out a lot of information. You know, I'm pregnant. You know, great question. You know, are you married? No. That was such a sweet gesture to try to find me a good man and, you know, get me some help out of church. That was so sweet. But at the same time, you don't need to say that. You want me to talk about me, and your sweet, tender care comes through the phone already. And until you get really good at letting that prospect talk and finding more information about them, finding out what their strengths are, finding out what their personal interests are instead of assuming you know what they are, finding out what their goal is. See, if you would have asked these questions, you know, like, okay, what are you planning to do after you have the baby? Right? Because you found out there that I was single. Okay. Is this your first child? Yes, it is. So what is your plan for work after you have the child? I don't know. I'm going to have to work and figure out how to provide for my child. These are like important, very intimate needs that I have. And what you're going to do is you're going to use those very important, intimate needs to attract me to that phone call that you want me to listen to. So when we continue on in the script, for example, I ask the question of, well, how much money do I need? What you want to do is ignore that question. Well, you just keep reading the script, right? So if it is, do you have capital set aside to start your business? Ignore it. And if I say, yeah, but, you know, how much do I need? Well, you know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. And there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business? I'm very serious. Tell me why. Now, because of the nature and because of the caring man that you are, you naturally entice me to open up my guts and spill my guts. That's what I'm telling you, what you have is so valuable. So I would probably be in tears at that point. My boyfriend left me. I'm going to be a single mom. I have to figure out how to provide for myself. This job I have is making me throw up. I'm grateful that I have it, but it would be amazing for me to make $2,000 a month. And that is now what you're going to use, all those words I'm giving you, to recruit me to that call. And that's where you continue. And again, that care, Danny, I appreciate everything you've said. Now, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel like you have those qualities? See, I can picture you genuinely asking that question, and that's your gift. You're genuine. And I just want you to genuinely read the script, genuinely get them talking about themselves, and whatever they tell you, again, their strengths, their interests, their goals, and their needs, that's then what you lead them to your 20-minute phone call with. And say, Danny, I noticed that you said that you've got to figure out how to make $2,000 a month before that baby comes so that you can provide for this child and no longer be working in a place where it's constantly making you sick. This is terrible. So let me give you a phone number. I want you to dial in. You're going to listen to some information that you requested so that you can, and then repeat those strengths, interests, goals, and needs back to me again. What you're putting on the end of the hook as bait is what I want. But you can't possibly know what I want unless you get me talking about myself with these very direct, pointed questions. So, that's all I got to say. Your genuine, caring nature that also has this amazing authority, you're golden, man. John, I'm not blowing steam, by the way. I'm telling you, I have done what I just did with you with thousands of people, thousands of them. I cannot remember if I've ever encountered someone that has that level of genuine, heartfelt, yet peppered with this authority. That's a gift. And that's going to make you an amazing, amazing recruiter.
You don't know how much you have helped me yet.
What do you mean?
I mean, just with the conversation that I've had with you today. I mean, I was pretty well pumped up before, but I'm about 1,000 times better than I was 15 minutes ago.
Oh, you got something really special, Jim. I really hope everyone is understanding what I'm saying, too. I really do. Because what you have is the same gift I have. Something clicked in me. It might have been after 1,000 dials. It might have been after 1,000 no's. I don't know. But something clicked in me where the authority rose up. And it's in your belly. It's in your gut. And yet, because I had so much pain and suffering in my life, I truly, for some unknown reason, began to care for people, genuinely be concerned for them. I don't know how that happened or why it happened, but that would be the secret sauce for my personal success. It's genuinely caring and walking in authority. You have that. I'm not kidding you. I have, in my memory, have never encountered somebody on a call like this that had that. So I'm excited. Now you've got the work ethic. You're dialing like a maniac. Just tweak these things. These are simple things to tweak. And you are going to be hugely successful.
Thank you so much. And you're making me cry, too.
Don't lose that, Jim. Don't lose that heart. Because I would take heart over talent any day. Give me someone with a heart who's willing to work and willing to fail their way to success. Done. I can do anything with a person like that. Give me someone with talent and not willing to work. I can't do that much with that. Give me someone with talent and no heart. Forget it. I'm not even touching that. Not even going to touch that. No, thank you. Goodbye. But you got it. And you got it big time. I'm as surprised as you are.
Thank you very much, Danny. I appreciate everything you've said. And I'm taking it to heart. And tomorrow I will be better.
Yeah, and there's no doubt in my mind, Jim. There's no doubt. No doubt at all in my mind. I want you to be recording yourself when you're doing your call so that you can catch yourself interjecting yourself into the conversation versus getting them to talk. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Keep yourself on that track. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, brother. Good job.
I will put that on my radar.
Amen. Awesome job. Okay, awesome. The next person, Carrie, that I want to pull up, that was such a pleasant surprise for me. Absolute pleasant surprise. That was amazing to me. Okay. The next person that I want to pull up is Andrea Dorego.
And her. Here she is. Her line is now open.
Hey, girl.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Hi.
Hey, I recently saw that absolutely gorgeous picture of your baby girl. Amazing.
Thank you.
She's so cute. She's so, so cute. All right, you rocked it with dials, my friend. My goodness, 350 dials on 12 hours. Whew. You were like speed lightning there, baby.
Thank you.
Yep, very, very proud of you. Okay, so you were able to get a hold of 21 people, a little over 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And you had one go to your presentation out of 21.
Yes.
Okay. We have some work to do.
yes, ma'am. I couldn't believe you actually called me out, but that's why I'm really thankful that you did. Because, yes, I actually, my closing ratios have gotten up to about 25%.
Wow.
So if I can get them to the closing position, I've got a really good shot. But I've been struggling getting them there. So. That's why I'm so excited that you called me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. Let's go ahead and see where we can make some improvements. Now, does this seem pretty normal, 1 in 21? Or is that,
actually,
was that a really bad week?
Last week was an off week, and I'm sure you probably hear that a lot. But it is true that last week was a bit off.
Okay.
What's a little bit more typical for me is we have, we have a two-stage process, but
yes.
The 21 is pretty typical, and then maybe 1 in 3 will be there after the website, and then another 1 in 3 will be there for the live call.
That's pretty amazing.
Is it?
Yeah. Then it's 1 in 3, 1 in 3. That's not bad. I mean, it's 33% on each one of those. So that's not that bad. Obviously, over, because your process is a weeding out process.
Yes.
Yeah. So we like weeding out processes. I think they're great. Okay, so let's go ahead and see what we can do to improve the numbers between both stages. All right. So, hello.
Hey, Tammy. How's it going?
Cool. Did you just mute yourself?
I don't think so. can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let's start over, because there must have been a giant cutout, because I just heard, hi, Danny, how's it going? And I said, good, and then there was nothing.
Okay.
Okay, let's go again. So, hello.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
This is Andrea. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
What do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I found what's wrong.
What's wrong?
You sound forceful.
Huh.
Let me come back to you. You ready? You answer the phone.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Andrea. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Oh, my gosh. Do I sound like that?
Yeah, exactly. Let's go again.
Okay, all right. And I wasn't even standing up. I'm just like, I'm kicking back here. I'm relaxed on my patio. But all right, let me.
You got to maybe tone down the Jersey girl just a little bit.
Okay. All right. I have a glass of wine when I prospect.
Might be a good idea for you.
All right.
You better have sex before you start dialing.
Not too many. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to show you the how-to. You ready?
Ready.
The ring, ring. You say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea. How's it going?
Good.
This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Oh, yeah. I filled something out online. I was just looking for something to do part-time. What do you have?
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
All right, let's stop here. Okay, can you feel the difference?
Yes, I can feel the difference. So.
Okay. All right, so why don't you go ahead and pick up, do you have a pen and paper handy? But I feel like you're trying to prove something is what comes to my gut. And that's where this forceful thing is coming from.
Hmm.
Yeah. So relax.
All right.
Relax.
All right, I'm relaxing.
And you would be the person to ask me, how exactly do I relax? Oh, my gosh. This is awesome. Hey, Andrea. That's the deal, honey. Girl, you don't have to prove anything. Relax, okay. I don't know. Maybe I want you to go for a walk before you get on the phone.
Yeah.
A glass of wine might be a good idea. Sex is always a great idea. That's really
my husband's at work during the day, though.
That sucks. That would be the number one best idea is sex before you get on the phone. Yeah, it's uptight. It's wound tight. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
Okay.
Like, kind of like, I got to hurry up and get through this phone call because my daughter's asleep and she's going to wake up any minute now.
Yeah, I know. There's definitely some of that going on, but just making the most of the time that's available. So
that's what I hear in your voice. I hear that. So you make me nervous and uptight by you being nervous and uptight, and you're not nervous because you're afraid of what I'm going to say. It's more of, I only got an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And to be, to be transparent, I've kind of, like, you kind of are confirming something that I had thought. Because for some reason, you know, one of the things you say in the script book CD is to be yourself.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I've had a challenge being myself in this
Why?
Business. That's a really good question, you know. But I feel like I'm being myself right now.
You are. I was just going to say that.
So I just got to figure out how to do this when I'm on the phone with my prospects. And sometimes I do. Like, today actually was a good day. I interviewed 6 people, and all 6
okay,
of them
showed
up.
Keep talking. Now just go read. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Okay, do you have a pen and paper handy?
No, you just changed. Try again.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so, like, today you had a good day with the prospects.
Yeah, I interviewed 6 people, and
wow.
all 6 of them were there after the website, including 2
wow.
people.
Okay, ask the question now.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay, awesome.
So you're currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a dress shop. It's connected to a manufacturer.
How long have you been there?
About 3 months.
Okay. What did you do before?
I worked in a video store.
And what exactly did you do at the video store?
You know, I took care of, like, all the customers. The way we had it is all the videos were kind of in the back. And so they would kind of bring the empty slip, and then I would go and fill it and then, you know, cash them out and that kind of thing.
How long were you there?
It was just a summer job.
What did you like about it?
I don't know. I kind of felt important because I got to work on a computer.
Really?
That was kind of fun.
Okay. So working on the computer was fun for you?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
It was, like, different, you know. And that I had a job was amazing.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you say.
That I had a job was amazing.
Okay. Now, how did you go from there to working at the dress shop?
Well, my best friend works at the dress shop, her and her mother, and so they gave me a summer job that now has extended beyond the summer.
And what exactly do you do at the dress shop?
Well, I take care of all the inventory. I help, you know, pick out the prom dresses for the prom whatever people and help the brides with their bridal party. And then, of course, you know, I have to clean up the giant mess that they all make with these dresses. Yeah, and I model also on the side for their catalog.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like? What do you like best about the job?
The modeling.
And why
I
is
make
that?
So much, 'cause I make so much more money. I make $25 an hour modeling. I make $3.35 an hour working at the shop.
Okay, that's a pretty big difference.
It's huge.
Yeah. What do you dislike about the job?
I cannot. This is going to sound terrible, but I cannot stand catty, gossipy, clicky women, and that's our only customer.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
There's no men. It's all women that are typically high school students or, you know, young brides, and they're just hard to work with.
What do you mean by that?
You know, I've just never fit in with those popular people, so that's just not my thing, you know? They're just, I don't know, they're just, ugh, just not my thing.
So are you thinking about replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I think I want to, what do you mean by supplement it?
Like, are you looking to replace a full-time income, or you just want to make some extra money on the side?
Either or will work for me great.
Okay. Now, are you married?
No.
No, any kids?
Pregnant.
Oh, goodness. When do you do?
I'm doing April. April 22nd, actually.
Oh, you mean like today?
Today.
What are you doing? Stay at work.
I don't know. This baby will not come out.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl?
They think it's a girl.
Okay. Cool. Well, have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
Never.
And what level of income are you accustomed to?
Not a lot.
Okay. Well, what level of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
If I could make like $2,000 a month, I think I would just be stoked out of my brains.
And do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
Do you mean like savings?
You know, Dani, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in the home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Dani, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I want you now to go back to talking about the six prospects.
Go back to talking about the six prospects. Okay,
yeah,
so,
ahead.
All right, so, yeah, I interviewed six prospects today.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good conversations. You know, I felt like I was connecting well. And
can I go back to the script?
Okay. So we're looking for people who
you
are...
You just changed your tone.
Okay,
just
sorry.
Changed your tone completely.
I'll probably hear it a lot better on the recording.
Oh, you will. You will hear it. It's very loud. Very loud and clear. Okay, so go ahead. So, Dani, how serious are you about starting a home business?
So, Dani, how serious are you about starting a home business?
There you go. I'm very serious.
Tell me why.
Well, I want to figure out how to provide for my child. And obviously what I'm doing now is probably not the best thing to do. So I need to work this out.
Great. Let me tell you about the company that I work with.
Okay.
So we are in a 19-year-old multi-million dollar company. We're in over 100 countries like Brazil, Australia, England, Canada, and the United States.
Wow.
We are in a $7 trillion industry, which is expected to double over the next 10 years in spite of the current economy. And have you ever heard of the Oprah Winfrey Show?
Yeah.
How about Forbes magazine?
No.
Are you familiar with the Fox News Channel?
Yeah.
Our company, Trainer, has been interviewed on the Oprah Winfrey Show. They wrote about her in Forbes magazine, and she was recently interviewed on the Fox News Channel. The name of our company is XYZ Company. Have you ever heard of us before?
No, I haven't.
Now, Dani, the person that we're looking for has three main qualities. They are a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel that you have these qualities?
I definitely have those qualities.
Great. Do you still have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Do you have access to a computer?
I do.
All right. I want to confirm your email address. What's the best email to contact you at?
Dani at sparklystarfish1987.
Okay. I have Dani.
Yahoo.com.
Okay. I'm going to need you to repeat that for me. I didn't quite catch that.
Dani at sparklystarfish1987. At yahoo.com.
All right, so I have Dani at sparklystarfish1987 at yahoo.com.
You got it.
I'll be sending you a link to our email, an email with a link to our website to make sure that you get the information. Hey, by the way, do you have access to the internet while talking to me?
Yeah.
Go ahead and head on over to the computer now. I want to make sure that you don't have any problems accessing the information.
Okay.
So your baby is due any moment now.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I've been in false labor for like a week and a half, and nothing is happening. Exactly.
Oh,
so I'm just pretending like I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
Even though I am. And yeah, so just trying to keep my focus someplace else right now.
Okay. Cool. Well, So what do you, I mean, I imagine you're, you know, you're working and you're pregnant, but what do you like to do for fun?
Play basketball?
Have you been playing much basketball lately?
No, but I can still shoot and I can still sink it.
Awesome.
Well, you know, I've got one in my belly, it looks like. Okay, let's just pause right here. I really feel like at the very beginning of the conversation is that's what was going on. And the more that you stay to just being you, that, gosh, I really connect with you when you're you and I disconnect with you when you're not. So I think you got it. I think you got it. You knew instinctively what you needed to be, and that's be yourself. And so whether it is have maybe a quick conversation with a girlfriend beforehand,
mm-hmm.
and then just, bam, stay in that same place. It comes from your gut versus from your head. I want you to connect spirit to spirit with somebody, not head to head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when you are talking to a sweet friend, you know what I mean? Someone that you enjoy having relationship with on the phone, it could be a three-minute conversation, then bam, just go straight into it. Find that place. I want you to feel what that feels like to be the friend, and then go for it with the script.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling me out tonight.
Andrea, you are such a genuine person. You really are. I mean, you and I have traveled to Belize together. I remember when you became a client all the way back in 2000 and what?
Seven.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
2007. You know, I've watched you transform into a wife and a mother. I did your wedding. You know, I know that who you are is very powerful and genuine. So you don't have to perform, rush, force, none of that. I want you to just settle in your womanhood, settle in to just being you. You know, maybe even just praying before you get on the phone and having a beautiful conversation with your Savior. And then just bam.
Awesome. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so
yes.
much.
Absolutely. It was great working with you and talking to you tonight. Okay, next up, I would like to pull, hold on 1 second. Adam Dominguez. Press number one, Adam.
Okay, let me find Adam. I don't see Adam.
Tragic for him. Very tragic for him.
It is very tragic.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Uh-huh. Big one. Okay. Cindy Asplund.
I do have Cindy. Cindy, your
okay.
line's open.
Hi, Cindy. Cindy, did you mute yourself? Hi.
I'm here. Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Okay, you're working warm market. You put in about 8 hours. You made
yes.
37 dials.
Yes.
Got a hold of 6 people or just scripted 6 people? Did you get a hold of more than 6 and just didn't read the script to all of them? Or
just got a hold of them but only read the script to just one person.
You read the script to one person. So you read
yes.
6, read the script
yes.
to one.
Yes.
Hold on a second. And you brought one to a presentation?
Yes.
And you enrolled one?
Yes.
Honey, that's 100% closing ratio straight across the board.
It doesn't feel like it, but I know I'm squashing my sprout when I just said that. But.
No, yeah, you did. But watch, you only read the script to one person. That one person went to a presentation and that one person signed up. So why didn't you read the script to the other 5?
They just,
Cindy, did you chicken out?
No. No, they were just not interested. Like they.
Whoa. How do you know they weren't interested if you didn't read the script to them?
Because, well, I started to, I guess I want to say, but then when I started, they were like, no, I'm not interested anymore. I was then, I'm not anymore. Well, and I really kind of page 16.
On Warm Market?
Well, there was a couple of them that I did some dials on them, but on Warm Market I did do approach this with page 16 as far as practicing.
Okay. So you called some Warm Market and said, can I practice on you?
Yes.
Okay. And how many of it's what it sounds like to me is you let the prospect control the conversation.
I did. I when somebody when they just I guess I was kind of nexting them before I really should have.
Yeah, kinda.
And I just don't know how to get through that when they say, you know, I'm not interested anymore, and I just think, well, I guess I'm not gonna push them.
Okay, but hold on. I really want to understand, how many exactly were Warm Market that you talked to?
Two of them were really Warm Market. That's really where I spent most of my time. I really didn't know how to do the survey very well.
Okay, so you called two Warm Market people,
mm-hmm.
And can you tell me the approach that you used with the two Warm Market?
Yep, it was the practice script.
The practice script.
So I did the practice, and then I went from the practice to the prospecting script.
Oh, you did? Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, let me simplify your process.
Okay.
The practice script, which practice script do you use? Because there's several.
Let me flip back. Okay.
Number one and number two, is it page 29 or 30 or 31?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm getting confused here. I'm just
number four, there's four practice scripts.
So I used 29.
Okay, perfect. Now, can you see at the bottom of 29, it says schedule for the web presentation conference call one-on-one?
Oh, yeah.
Notice how it doesn't say turn to page 16?
Yeah. Okay.
So, pretty much, you just need to read those two paragraphs.
Well, I was thinking that I really needed to practice the prospecting script.
No, you really are practicing the prospecting script. The prospecting script on page 29.
Okay, gotcha. Now I really feel stupid.
No, you shouldn't, because accidentally you did that with two Warm Market and one signed up.
Yeah.
And
the
other
one
that you read the whole script with signed up. There was only one that you scripted 100%. That's amazing.
And the other one's getting ready to sign up. He's an Emerald, and he just needs to look at it and go through all the information more.
Of course, which is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you really simply can go from page 29 straight to, are you sending people to a website or a conference call or what?
To a website.
Okay.
And it has a video button, and they just have to press the video button.
Oh. Well, that is fabulous. That's fabulous. Well, here's... I don't know. You might have stumbled on something. Okay, so let me ask you. Wait. So two of you on market, you called them, you read them these two paragraphs.
Yeah.
And then you went straight into page 16 as practicing.
Yeah.
Yep. And one signed up on the spot. The other is in information mode.
Yes.
Doing his research.
Yes.
I have another question for you. That's really good. It really is amazing. Okay, now here's my next question. The other four, were those cold market that you were following up with?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You mean the other ones that I connected with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have one lady that I talked to, and she's very interested, and she really thanked me for calling her, but she's going to have surgery. But three times she asked me if she can call me back after she has her surgery in the summertime.
She's having her surgery in the summer?
It's going to be, well, she's having it in, I think she said May, the beginning of June.
Uh-huh.
And she just needs time to heal, but she doesn't feel like she could approach it before then just because she'll be out of
commission.
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I would do with someone like that. First of all, did you send her a thank you card?
No, but she is on my list to do that. Thank
you. Okay.
You
really
that.
Should. You really should send her a card. The second thing that you should do is you say, you know what? Rather than you sitting around and focusing on this health issue that you have, let me introduce you to where you can start just listening to the training and start getting at least familiarized with how the business runs. It'll give you something to do. And then you can start dripping on her there, whether you're tapping her into Smarter Networker or tapping her into the Danny Johnson Show daily. Just hey, why don't you start getting familiar with the content and the training that we have available. Obviously, if you were forming her, you found out if there was debt, you know, you found out whatever, you know, whatever the needs were. So then it's you direct her to fill her needs. Now, this is the time that you're building relationship with her. Utilize that time to cultivate this relationship. So if, what were the needs, for example?
Her parents passed away, and they had a reverse mortgage, and she needs to move out of the house, so she needs to have a place for her and her only daughter to live. And she needs to lose weight. One of our products helps with that, and she needs better health, and another one of our products helps with that.
Okay, well, hold on. She could at least start losing weight before she goes into surgery. It will help her recovery.
Yeah, I agree with that, but she was afraid
you didn't
to
handle
do anything
her objection.
Because of the doctors.
Nah, you didn't handle her objection.
Oh, that's where I need help then.
Okay, let me just back up. So you talked to four cold market, two warm market. Let's just look at the facts, baby. How many people did you send to the presentation?
Three, just the two warm market and the one woman I told you about.
Okay, so you sent three, which meant that you had and did all three look at the presentation?
Yes.
That means that you had a 50% show-up ratio.
That is pretty good.
No, that's beyond
good. Look at
good.
It that way.
No, it's not looking at it as a different way. It's looking at it, looking at the facts. So you had six conversations. Three agreed to go to the presentation. Three showed up at the presentation. That's actually 100% show-up ratio.
Wow.
Hello?
Yep. Wow.
Out of the three, one signed up. That's a 33% closing ratio.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No, you have better numbers than what you think.
Yep.
You have everything it takes to make a six-figure income just on those numbers.
Praise
God. All we need is a 50% show-up ratio and a 10% closing ratio for you to make six figures. That's it.
Awesome.
You had a 100% show-up ratio, and you had a 33% closing ratio. All I want you to do is talk to more people.
Okay.
All you got to do is plug numbers into this thing because you have an awesome baseline skill.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm not flattering you. I'm just telling you the facts.
I know. I needed to hear this, so thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's the facts. You made 37 dials. Okay? Two or more market. Out of the two, 100% went to the presentation and 50% of them signed up.
Yeah.
Those numbers are crazy good. Now, follow up with the woman that you were talking to, right, whether it is tapping her into the show, and follow up with her, check up on her, how is she feeling? you know, hey, we can at least start you in the way of feeling better right away. Kind of go in that direction. As she sees that you care and not that you want to sell, she's going to buy.
Okay.
Because we all like to buy from people that we feel comfortable with and that we feel care about us.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep, that's very true.
So the thank you card, the hey, you know what, I'm just checking on you. How are you feeling today? And you know what, I wanted to introduce you to something that might make you feel better. It's completely free. Have you ever heard of Introduce Her to the Trainer? Oh, you know, Oprah Winfrey Show, Secret Millionaire. This woman was homeless, and she was overweight. Tell that story. She's got a site, and she's devoted her life to helping people. And she gives 100% of her business to taking care of the poor. So catch her show. Get her daily fix. There's a free book you can be reading. Instead of just waiting for the surgery, let's use this time to help you get back on an awesome, quicker road of recovery.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't, you know, I should have done that.
It's the right thing to do. It's the ethical thing to do. There's a sick person on the other end of the phone.
Yep.
It's what's ethical.
Yep.
All right.
So I just want you to know I did get the one person that did close.
Mm-hmm.
She I connected her right away to Smarter Networker her homework for boot camp. I gave her, I think one of the suggestions that you had made is always to make sure that you have a script book and a DVD to give the new person.
Yes.
I did that, told her to replace it, you know, right away for me. And so she placed an order, I believe she did it yesterday on Smarter Networker.
Wow.
She was getting the supplemental script book, and she's trying to figure out how she's going to get the first steps to success.
Girl! Do you realize how phenomenal your numbers are?
Yeah. So that's, I was really excited for her. I'm like really, really excited for her to get there.
Yeah. I'm really excited for you because you have the right focus that you're excited for her.
Oh, thank you.
That's the right focus. Yeah. That's the absolute right dead on focus that you're supposed to have. Wow. Okay. I would say I want you just doing more of what you're doing.
Okay.
That's it. You just need more numbers, and you can do that. You have amazing. You have amazing numbers. Okay, now you understand how to calculate your numbers, right?
Just yes. As far as listing my dials, my conversations.
Yeah, because even out of so if it was a total of six people you talked to, but you only scripted three, if it's three out of six, it's a 50% show up ratio. But the real facts are is that you didn't script all six. You only scripted three. And the three that you scripted went to the presentation and one bought instantly. Holy moly. Phenomenal numbers. You don't need to change anything there. I just want more. Because what's going to happen is that your numbers will even increase more as you do more dials. As you script more people, you're going to get better and better at it. And that's when you're going to watch your scripting, meaning the amount of people that you get to the presentation, that number is going to increase automatically just from doing more activity.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. You got it.
All right. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome, 100%. That's amazing. Okay. Next. What I want to do is I want to spend some time doing some Q&A. We've been able to get through some good amount of role play and solving problems. So now, Carrie, I need to check my list before we answer anybody's questions to make sure I have their homework before I'll answer their question. So if you have a question that you want to ask and you know you sent in your homework and we got it, press number one. And then, Carrie, once you give me the name, let me check the list first.
Okay, it looks like first up is Mariana Hilker.
Yes, of course, her homework is in.
Okay, Mariana, your line's open.
Hey, girl. You're muted. Mariana. Hello. That was some feedback.
Alex, if you're joining us, you're going to want to hit *6 on your phone.
Okay, I went ahead and muted her line. I'm not sure. Yeah, that was really weird.
Let's try to open her one more time.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, sorry, this is Crystal Hilker, not Mariana Hilker.
Oh, and I think you're, hold on. Want to make sure. I did see your sister's homework earlier, so let me double check. Yes, okay, go for it.
Okay, I had a question. I had a prospect yesterday.
By the way, good to talk to you.
It's really great. Thank you so much for taking.
Are you in Finland right now?
Yeah, I'm in Finland right now.
Awesome. It's the middle of the night over there.
About 4:30, yeah.
Yeah, Lord have mercy. That's a commitment. Okay, what can I do for you?
Okay, so I had a prospect yesterday that I went through the prospecting script, and then I sort of went through the closing script with her, but she already started a part of the the second part of the presentation. The presentation links to the credit card, and then after it links to the marketing website. So I actually should have called her immediately after she saw the presentation, but she already started putting her credit card information.
Tragic.
Yeah,
and what's the problem?
Now, the problem is that today she said that she had went through the information, but she got really nervous, and she said, could I get a refund, because she doesn't think that the online marketing is not for her, and that she talked to a few friends, and that is not for her.
Right. Okay, so that she just got cold feet. And so how did you handle that? What did you say?
Well, I really didn't know actually what to do. I sent her an email saying that I like to talk to her to see what we could do. And because she was asking for how does she get the refund, that we can talk and see. And then if she wants, then she can get I can help her get the information about the refund.
Right. Okay. Well, that was actually the right kind of communication to lead back into a conversation with her. And what you can do in that situation, you have two really good options. Yes, to lead in the conversation, hey, I absolutely want to serve you in any way that I can. By the way, how was the rest of your day last night? Begin to form again. Okay. And to say, did you go and get cold feet? Kind of laugh about it. You know, oh, gosh, I totally understand. It's nerve-wracking, isn't it, trying to make a transaction like that? And just say, you know what, it is completely normal to have talked to a couple of friends and have them completely neg you out. In fact, the same thing happened to story. But I just have one simple question to ask you. Are you serious about, and then repeat, those needs, strengths, and goals back to them?
Okay.
You got to go back and remind her what caused her to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And say, are you willing to allow those couple of naysayers to stop you from doing and then repeat it back again?
Okay. And sorry, just one more question. If she says about she works in a more a social environment, and that she's not sure because she is more productive in a.
These are all objections, Crystal. That's all they are.
Mm.
And how we handle objections is reminding them of their needs, strengths, goals, and interests.
Okay.
We keep the focus on what we sell them what they want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You tell them lots of stories. You know what? I understand where you're coming from. And I have to tell you that I am now connected to people all over the world, not just my little town. And tell the stories of the people that you know from all over the world who are building a business and making money and paying off debt and traveling the world.
Okay, awesome. Yes.
Is that not the truth?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So I don't know. What has happened to your social life, honey? So since you've been tapping in here. I think you were the girl that was going nowhere and doing nothing. Was that you?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I think you were the girl that had no vision at all. And didn't you just come back from Thailand?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So her objection is completely irrelevant. So you handle that objection like anything else. You simply just say, you know what, I totally understand where you're coming from. Everything from your perspective makes perfect sense. In fact, I just got to tell you, prior to getting started here, I never did anything. I never went anywhere. I had, like, no vision. And just tell your story and just say, and I am now connected. I have friends all over the world.
Mm.
And tell the stories of your friends and where they're at.
Yes. Wow.
Okay, again, we handle objections with stories. And you enter into that conversation with, you know, I completely understand where you're coming from. That makes perfect sense from your perspective. And I just got to tell you, bam, story, bam, story, bam, story, bam, story, bam, story. So honestly, Crystal, are you serious about being able to pay off that debt and travel to places like Thailand and different parts of the Mediterranean? Having a blast meeting people, not just in your own town, but all around the world, and having long-lasting relationships with those people? Or do you want to just continue in the relationship with those three naysayers?
Mm-hmm.
Choice is yours. All I know is, I bet that as you build the life that we're talking about, they're going to want to come join you.
Yes. Thank you
okay.
so much.
You're
yes.
welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Okay, Carrie, who's next?
Okay, let's see. Who is next?
Next in the queue.
Next in the queue is William Thomas.
Hold on 1 second. Yep, I got it.
Okay, William, your line's open.
Hi, William.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
Good job, by the way. 5 hours, 150 dials, 8 conversations.
Thank you.
3 to a presentation, signed up 1. Dude, you rocked it. No, serious, the same conversation that I just had, you know, you need to just put more numbers through. More hours
right.
if you have them. But, I mean, wow, 150 dials in 5 hours, 8 conversations. Those are beautiful. Actually, if you just kept doing that, because 5 hours is very little, You're going to build a nice, sizable business.
Absolutely. If I would have did it for the last couple of years, I'd have a nice, sizable business.
Yeah. Versus thinking about building the business?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is awesome. You're doing it. Okay, what can I do for you?
All right. I just had a question as far as what you would recommend as the best script for what I'm doing. I offer...
You're doing lukewarm market?
Yes.
I know what you have. I'm familiar with your product. It's in my field here.
Okay, so by lukewarm, what I mean is I'm actually either, you know, doing it the conventional way of lukewarm, whoever I meet, or I may be at a networking event.
Which is awesome.
And maybe acquire business cards or something of the sort.
Yep.
And, but the way that I'm offering that particular service is, more so for employee benefits purposes.
It's beautiful.
So, I guess what would you recommend as the script to use?
For employee benefits. Meaning, so you're trying to get in the door with the decision maker.
Yes.
What script are you using?
I am, and I don't... I don't know if I'm going to get slapped on the hand for it, but what I did was I had mixed the trade show one.
Yep.
And the one I'm sorry, I had to run upstairs. I just put a child to sleep. but the one that starts off basically saying I'm putting together a list of approved vendors, and I like I wrote it down the way that I mixed it. In fact, did you want to hear it or?
Sure.
Okay. I'm just trying to get there as quick as.
So the trade show script combined
with.
There's a networking group script that's really good too.
Yeah. So that's exactly. So trade show script with networking / professional approach.
Yep. Is that what you put together? That's what I would have thought you would have put together.
Yes. I had, you know, basically that, you know, hey, so-and-so, how's it going? This is Will with such-and-such company. We met at a networking event. By the way, how'd you hear about the set?
Okay, hold on, time out. Let me do something first.
I'm sorry.
Meeting people at a networking group,
okay.
What would make you someone they want to hear from, this is beautiful, is if you are inquiring more information about their business so that you can refer people to them.
Okay.
Because you're filling my need. Why am I at a networking group?
Right.
Well, let me ask you the question. Why are you going to a networking group?
To be able to meet companies that could potentially help with my service.
Exactly. So why is the other 50 people at that networking group?
Okay. That's a good thing to find out.
No. It's for the same reason. They're wanting to find clients for their business. It
right.
isn't because they don't have anything else better to do. They're trying to expand their brand. They're trying to find customers.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So therefore, that's the need right off the bat. That's why they are there. So when you're networking with people, do not try to sell them your thing first. Try. Again, it's find a need and fill it. Relationship first, business follows.
Okay.
So knowing, and by the way, every person in this class should be in a networking group. There's no reason why you shouldn't be. And by the way, if you have a product versus a service, either way, if you're going to like a B&I meeting, a chamber mixer, if you're going to one of those meetings that are smaller, that are more niched, do not go there to try to recruit distributors for your product. You only go there to try to get new customers and build the customers up using Instant Customer Goldmine. Because what will happen if people know that you're trying to recruit their friends, their family, or their referrals, you'll never get referrals. But they are happy to refer a product or a service. They are not happy to refer a network marketing organization. So you don't ever want to lead on that you are a network marketing organization. So in your case, you're carrying legal services, right? Employee
yeah.
benefits. So then you would come up and craft I think they give you a 30-second or a 60-second opportunity to present what you have. You got to craft that presentation, 30 to 60 seconds, all based on what the needs and the problems are that companies have that you can solve. So, and that's in those very specialty, smaller niche meetings, right? But if you're talking about networking group like Chamber of Commerce and things like that, you don't want to be there to try to promote your thing initially. You want to be there to find out what does Bob do? He owns a construction company. Bob, how many employees do you have? How did you start your construction company? How long have you been in that business? Who is your ideal prospect? Tell me who your ideal prospect is. Because I might know some people that need either, you know, to build a house or do a remodel or an add-on or whatever. So tell me what your niche is. Tell me what kind of customer you're looking for. And this way you are directly and indirectly learning about his company.
Wow.
And that all, yeah. Again, you have to think about why you're there. Wouldn't you love it if somebody called you and said, tell me about your business so I can send you referrals?
I would love that.
And you would be compelled to want to find out about their business to send them referrals.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, so when you're networking with those people, just so you know what I'm looking for, just a small niche group of businesses that we can be pushing business back and forth to. And so I really need to understand more about your business. I know a lot of people in this community. I also know people internationally. So I don't know if your brand or your business gives you that option or not, but just tell me more about your company. Tell me about what you do. What is your ideal customer? I'm going to look through my contacts and see who maybe I can push your phone number over to and at least make an initial connection between you and them.
Okay.
So that's one way. Now, doing the holding a networking type thing, that script that's in there, it's so brilliant. It works so well. And again, you don't want to lead with trying to recruit for that one. You want to lead with your product in that one. But that script you're obviously familiar with because you kind of combined that one with the trade show script. I forgot I even had the trade show script in here. That's so awesome. This supplemental script book is just packed, man.
Absolutely.
It really is. There's so much good stuff in here. Where is it at?
I have, I don't know how old my book is, but I have 46.
Page 46? Okay. Well, we haven't, it's the same. Oh my gosh, there's the genealogy report. Gosh, I remember writing every single one of these suckers. Okay, this was a grueling project. Okay, yeah, this is a really good thing for you to use. Yep.
So I was just using the beginning of the trade show script. And then the meat out of the networking.
What page is the networking script on?
I have 34.
Okay, awesome. Dude, I'm so proud of you that you know what you're doing. Warm market client contact script. No, 34. Huh.
I just heard people referring to, I mean, it's in the first script book, the networking one.
Okay, thank you. Oh, I'm right here. I was already here. Yeah, this is a powerful one. This works so well. You can actually even use this without inviting people to come to a presentation. Do you know what I mean? You can actually use page 34, and I guess you are. Use page 34 to on the original script book. For those that are listening, to get that appointment. Hey, you know what? I would love to come and meet you. I just want to learn more about your business. I'm looking for, I'm putting together a list of approved vendors, and I'm looking for some mutually beneficial relationships with a few key business people that I feel really good about referring business to. I run into people all the time that are looking for contractors. We're just going to use the construction guy, you know, as a general, whether that's personal friends and family members or that is some of my business associates. And so I'm specifically looking for someone that I can refer business to that I feel is going to do a really good job for those people. So, yeah, and through the company I work with, I'm in contact with quite a number of people every day that could benefit from your services and with my recommendation may choose to use you instead of your competitor. That's in the script, obviously. The way I'm going about choosing my approved vendors list is like this. And you don't have to say I'm meeting with a group of entrepreneurs at such and such time. The way I'm going about approving it is that I'd love to just get together for a short meeting. I just need to find out some information about your company, what kind of customer is best to serve you, and blah, blah, blah. And you can even just do that over the phone and then book a time for you two to get together to see if what your services will work for him to refer business in that direction also. And to say, I'm not looking for this, you know, oh, yeah, I'll send you business kind of thing. I believe that with just a couple of handful of businesses coming together, we can change the economy in the area. And obviously cut down the cost of advertising by simply building a business that's referring back and forth. You know, so Bob, how did you get in the construction business? And now you form them. How many employees do you have? What kind of customer do you look for? In your best years, you know, what do you feel is your best use of your time with what kind of projects do you work on. You can craft some great questions of really getting to know what his business is, especially because of the fact that you're offering employee benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you found your employees? How many do you have? So when things are really rocking in your construction company, how many employees do you have versus, you know, your slow season?
Wow. you know what, Danny? I just want to, because I've, you know, obviously, my company offers training, and you know, I've listened to a few different things, and you know, some good, some bad, and so on. But just listening here, and I couldn't take notes fast enough, so obviously I'll have to listen to the MP3. But it, you know, wow. I mean, the way that you just go about things, it's different. It's
professional, and it's friendly, and the bottom line is that business built like that will build in any economy. And that's even something that you can say, you know, like, no matter what happens, the economy, referrals is what helps to sustain a business. So I'm just really looking for those key mutually beneficial relationships. So first I'd like to interview you and your company and what you do so that we so I make sure that, now, upon my recommendation, I'm recommending people to something that's really solid and really good. So tell me about yourself, Bob. Now Bob is compelled to sell you. He's going to tell you anything you want to know.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Bob, with a number of different contractors in your field, you know, it would be most beneficial for, you know, there to be really strong alliances in business in this community. It's good stuff. I'm so excited for you. And by the way, great job using your service to go business to business. Business to business is great. And that's, by the way, because you're leading with your service, that's where you build a residual income. Residual income isn't built through recruiting. That's where you have pops in an income. Like, you know, a great month and then not so great of a month. That's with recruiting. But the customer base is what builds your residual income. So the only place the residual income comes from is customer base. And if you're going after businesses and selling benefits to businesses, boom. Once someone switches to your benefits, and as long as you take care of those people, okay, you understand what I'm saying, William? You have to take care of those relationships. As long as you take care of them, they're going to stick with you forever. That's residual income.
Okay.
Like, remember them on Christmas. Find their birthday. Write them a birthday card. Take care of them. Stay in touch with them. And make sure you refer business to him. Make sure you're referring business to all of those business-to-business clients that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to really explode. They'll stick with you forever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Okay, cool. Carrie, go ahead and put him back in the class, and I'm going to wrap this up. Oh, well, I've enjoyed working with you guys tonight. Obviously, we have tomorrow night to work more on closing, and we will talk more about, and I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, 100% of you are in both classes, so I don't want to give you the same exact closing message as I would tomorrow night. There is going to be a final homework assignment, so please do not ignore that. And tonight's class was exceptional. I'm really proud, first of all, how this was kicked off by Mr. Niederhaus with all the numbers, all the facts. Remember, feelings often lie, but facts never do. And just even as we saw tonight, where several of you thought you were doing worse than what the facts were, and the facts are, wow, like Cindy, hello, these numbers are incredible. And same all the way down to this last conversation, these last two conversations of, you know, caring for somebody, you know, handling objections with telling testimonials. You answer those objections and those questions with the facts, and the facts are, these are the stories, this is what we do, all the way down to here, William Thomas, of going business to business, so very wise. And again, if we are, just like what we heard in the very beginning of the call with James Cox, that we genuinely care and we genuinely want to see other people's businesses succeed, you cannot lose. You absolutely cannot lose. So there was a lot of just good stuff that came out of today's class, and I'm really looking forward to talking with you guys tomorrow. I want you to give it your best shot, more than you've ever given it. Do that tomorrow. And if you're, you know, if it's still early wherever you are in the country right now, then continue tonight. Like, don't stop. Go with it. I loved every single example that we had, all the way down to Andrea Dorego with being herself, getting to that very place, and working from a spirit-to-spirit connection, because people are looking more today than ever for human connections. We've become such a disconnected society with all of our personal devices and multiple personal devices that we have. We listen to music by ourselves. We communicate with our fingertips instead of our mouths. But that doesn't mean that humans do not have a deep desire to have personal relationship with others, and that they want an intimate connection with people. And so you can be the answer to that by simply just being yourself. People want to talk to a real person. We all have somebody in our lives that we hit it off with. And it wasn't because we had shared interests. It's just how we felt inside. It's how that person made us feel. I don't know if you picked that up with James Cox in the very beginning, the very first one that we role played with. But that was amazing. You know, as he kept going in that, whoa, you just wanted to trust him. You just wanted to get to know him. And that's what people are looking for, you know. And we know this based on, come on, look at all the dating services that are online. People are getting married by meeting somebody online. And it starts with initial conversation, you know, through the fingertips, and eventually it graduates to a phone call. And the intimacy of having to build a friendship over the phone and getting to know each other, then pretty soon they're married. Come on, we just had somebody in our office do that. Like last December, so after dating for a year long distance through the phone. And so we know that the skill set that you're developing here was making that personal conversation, making those personal connections, and always thinking in terms of coming from the other person's perspective. And this last example with William is the prime example of doing that. Okay, William, you had a networking meeting. Why are other people at the networking meeting? And right away he's like, gosh, I don't know. No, you actually do know. The reality is you're there because you want to grow your brand. You want to expand your business. You're looking for customers. So is the other 50 people that are there. So just know that every person you're talking to has a need. Your job is to find that need. Now, in the case with William, it's obvious. Everyone goes to a network meeting for the same reason. It's all the same reason. The same reason why everyone goes, forget that, I'm not going to use that example, but the same reason everyone goes to the toilet to remove themselves. And many people talk on Facebook from there, text and check their email. But my point is everyone has a need. Sometimes in the case where it's very specific and there's a niche of group people coming together, we know the first initial need, right? So in the case, like I was just explaining with William, is that, yes, the initial surface need is, I want to grow my business, I want to expand my brand. Okay, but now it's about taking it further of finding out why they want to grow their business, why they want to grow their brand, right? So that's where we go further in those conversations using form. So really tonight was so beautifully well-rounded to the revelation of, wow, look at my numbers, and all I have to do is plug more dials in and bam, what is going to get kicked out on the other side is profound. Yes. I love it. I absolutely love it. How to build that confidence, looking at the sprouts. Again, looking at the numbers is looking at the sprouts. So anyway, I have thoroughly enjoyed you. We are going to pick this up again tomorrow for our final class. The topic, obviously, is closing. I'll have some final closing messages to kind of keep you moving forward and on track from there. But I personally want to say thank you for working so diligently, doing such a good job, treating your business so seriously, and rising up into that professional level. You really, really can do this. You really, really, really can do this. All right? So I'm going to say goodnight and God bless. I'm going to turn the call back over to Brian Niederhaus. And if he has any final instructions for you, now's the time to give it.
Thank you, Danny, so much. That was absolutely game changer call tonight. I hope, I'm sure everybody got just amazing things out of it. But No instructions. Just be on the call tomorrow night, and I'm sure it's going to be just as amazing. So thanks again, Danny, so much.